What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Respectfully. I'm your host, Cam Farmer. And today, I have a very special guest with me in the building. Well, not really in the building. You guys, it's a figure of speech. But I have a good friend of mine since I've known since the third, fourth grade, Miss Yamani Floyd. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. I am excited that you're here. Brought you on because I wanted to, you know, expand, you know, the horizons. You know, I know you were involved in cheerleading. Were you involved in CrossFit as well at one point?
Not really CrossFit. We kind of just use the gym.
Sure.
Sometimes,
okay.
But
sure. Okay. Yeah. You know, gym head, you know, but you know, also just like your discipline and your consistency and your motivation, but we're going to get to all that, but I just want to do a quick shout out. And I know I told you this before we recorded. Congratulations on graduating. I finally get to tell you that, like, face to face, like, congratulations on graduating. Cause you got your
Thank
bachelor's
you.
Degree in interior design, right?
Yes, I did.
HGTV incoming. Stop playing. Hey, listen, it could happen. Just saying. But yeah, no, I wanted to kind of just, you know, gain what you've been up to since graduating. What's it been like, you know, pursuing, you know, that dream and working in interior design? I've seen it on your story a few times where you have like a little, I don't know, like a little drawing or yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that's chef's kiss right there. I don't know how you do it.
No,
I just draw stick
you.
Figures, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, how's everything been going? How's your mom? How's everybody? You know, how's life been post-grad for you?
It's been really good. So I did graduate in December. I kind of moved out of my parents' house, got my own place, started working. So I'm a junior interior designer for Merit, and they kind of do kitchen and bath design for residential and commercial, and they also do flooring. But they're trying to expand their horizon kind of and, like, just go into more of the design aspect of new builds and things like that.
Awesome. Yeah. So, like, what Merit is, like, what's your typical, like, what's your daily routine, like, going into work and things of that nature?
So usually work starts at 9 o'clock. I kind of get there around 8:50-ish. And I work with a senior interior designer. So we kind of just sit down, check our emails, you know, figure out what we need to follow up on and who we need to catch up with, things like that. And then we may start writing down the things we need to do for the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's dope. So, like, what got you into interior design? If I remember correctly, God, this was years ago. But in the fourth grade, it was my first year at Martinez Elementary, and I remember you had this rolling book bag. It was red, black, and white. I know I was cursed with knowledge. I don't know why I remember.
Yes,
this, but
because why do you remember that?
Nah, like, I don't know, man. I was just like, yo, I was just looking at your bag sometimes, and I'm just like, yo, that's a nice little, you know, little design that's on the bag. So, like, what about interior design got you in, you know, got you into that? Like, what? Because, like I said, like, your backpack from fourth grade was a rolling book bag, so I ain't gonna lie. Like,
oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
I've always been, like, kind of artsy and stuff, and my mom was kind of artsy. She can draw really well, and I kind of just took after her. I can draw to an to an extent.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I used to rearrange my room and stuff and do a lot of that. So I think that's really what took that off. And then I kind of just did my research on what I could do in that aspect and found out it was interior design. And yeah.
Dope. Okay, I see you. So like what's been your, because I'm looking in your background, that looks kind of like farmhouse style, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I follow their hashtag on Instagram, so I do love farmhouse. But yeah, no, yeah, so like what's a special goal that you have in this industry? I know every industry is competitive, but you know, with interior design, you know, an industry where people have very specific specifications of how they want this done, how they want that done. What's your drive? Like, what's something that you hope to gain on this journey, and into a leadership position, which I believe you will be in a leadership position at a, you know, a company. But yeah, so just kind of talk about what your driving factor is in terms of that.
I have been thinking about this a lot lately too, but right now I'm just trying to, you know, learn the ropes and really just understand what to do and things like that. But eventually, I just hope that, you know, when it comes to clients and stuff, that whatever I design for them, you know, it'll be great and they'll love it. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like, obviously, you know, with being an interior design, like I'm sure you've thought about what your future house like would look like. Like,
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, or not a favorite, like what's kind of your dream home? You know, is it like a Barbie dream, you know, dream house, you know, Malibu type of thing, or like, you know, like what's that dream house that, you know, what does your dream house look like for you?
I would say something modern, not, you know, too big. Okay. And I really just want to be able to like incorporate things that I want to be in there. Like, sure. Say for instance, in the laundry room, maybe have a dog washing station in there. Yeah. And just incorporate like little things like that. So
respect. Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. Awesome. A dog washing room, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause you and your dog are like, y'all are best friends. So yeah, y'all are like that. So, yes. But yeah, that's good. So like, have you, with interior design, like what stores, you know, I guess chain stores or what other websites, it could be Pinterest for all I care. Like what's been your inspiration to, you know, achieving what your clients dream of? Like, do you go on Pinterest or do you go to Google? I mean, obviously Google, but like, you know, different, like Target. Like, I'm gonna be real. I go to Target.
Yeah.
I like Target. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like what's been your inspiration into helping your clients get what they dream of?
So I do love Pinterest. Pinterest is my go-to. I use Pinterest, I use House, and you know, whatever style they're looking for, I might just type that in there and they'll show me some inspiration. And then we also have like some websites that we use sometimes that we may buy furniture and stuff from.
Sure.
And that really helps sometimes, where you can like put the style into the search and it'll give you options like that.
Dope. Okay. Yeah. Cause I want to be honest with you. I do have Pinterest as well, and I have a Pinterest board. So I kind of just, I like to expand my horizons, you know what I mean? So, so yeah, no, that's really good. So I guess some of my last questions in regard to your career as an interior designer, how much, you know, how much work goes into that? You know, I know a lot of people just see, for example, HGTV, Fixer Upper, right? I know a lot of people just see, you know, these hosts, these TV hosts, and, you know, they're helping these clients get their dream home. But as somebody who's literally doing, in a way, what they're doing, like, what goes into all of that? Because I know an insane amount of planning has to go into all that.
Yes, an insane amount of planning. Where do I even start? it is a lot, seriously. You know, going back to inspiration, we might start out with a few inspiration boards and then, you know, type up a contract that tells you everything we're going to be doing. And it is definitely like a lot of people that go into it as well. So, you know, you got contractors, general contractors, you got people to repair the sheetrock, do the demolitions, like rip out the stuff, and you got your tile people to lay down the tile and do the flooring, and just things like that. It's so much that goes into it.
I'm glad you said that, because I used to think that, like, yo, this is easy, like anybody can do this. You know, all you got to do, learn how to speak well, you know, learn how to connect with people, and then get you a camera crew, you know, go to the, you know, intern at whoever their HGTV is under, and be like, hey, man, I'd like to help people get their dream home. But you got to have, like, literally an idea of who was involved in this process. Right. So that's pretty cool to think about. So, like, have you ever, you know, have you ever been to any sites, you know, where you help people with those dream homes, or is it just like strictly like interior? Like, you're helping with, you're help planning with the tiles, the counters, like how those are going to look like?
I guess it really depends, but mostly interior, I've been doing.
Cool.
So, like, tile and flooring, like you said. We may do drawings of cabinets and stuff, how your bathroom might look.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's dope. Okay. Yeah. So I guess my last question before we shift gears is, you're a graduate of Georgia Southern. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be real. I don't like Georgia Southern. Never liked them at all. I'm gonna be real.
That's okay.
I went to Statesboro back in March, and of course, you know, Statesboro is extremely small and pollinated during that time, and I got sick, and I never looked at Georgia Southern the same again. But I do know that they have a great school, which is why you stayed there, you know, for your cheerleading career, which we'll get into that in a few minutes. What has Georgia Southern school and community, what role has it played into your success, you know, being a junior interior designer, and, you know, your aspirations to be, you know, higher on that ladder? So, like, what has Georgia Southern, the role that it's played, what has it done for you and your family?
Well, Georgia Southern, they do have a really great interior design program.
Sure.
And it's not only like an arts degree, I think it's counted in the science department. So it's like a social science, which is very different from other interior design programs. But, you know, they were just really good at teaching us everything we needed to know and showing us the process and
That's good.
Just the ropes.
that's good. No, I understand. Yeah. This will be the only time I clap for Georgia Southern, because they did you well for real. That's honestly like that, because I'm gonna be real. Like I said, like I'm never going back to Statesboro again. But I'm happy to know that Georgia Southern really, you know, plays a role, you know, in your aspirations, in your career, things of that nature. And I'm not saying, and I was just saying that to be funny, by the way. I do know it's a good school, but Statesboro, nah, I'm good with that. But you know, shifting gears, cheerleading. I'm gonna be very honest with you. I have a newfound respect for cheerleaders, because so much goes into that not a lot of people know. You know what goes into it. They just see the flips and they see the cheers and the, you know, the camaraderie of the sort. But so much goes into that. And this kind of, you know, plays into a part of your fitness regimen. How much, you know, for other, you know, for people that don't know, how much does exercise and fitness go into cheerleading?
It plays a big role, especially cardio, because, you know, when you compete, you have to do a 2 minute and 30 second routine.
Right.
And a lot of cardio goes into that. You're jumping, tumbling, stunting, doing motions, moving around the floor. Yeah, it's a lot of cardio. And then on top of that, you know, lifting weights, building muscles. When you're stunting, you got to lift other girls up, you know.
Yeah. No, because in Augusta, did you go to the, it was that tumbling academy that was like right up the street from Target.
Yes. ACA, Augusta Cheer ACA. Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go there?
Yeah, I did for a little while. I did all-star cheer there and tumbling classes.
Okay, cool. Did you also do cheer sport or no?
I went to cheer sport.
Okay, got you. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, because my cousin, she did competitive cheer, and I'm not gonna hold you, bro. Y'all got that on lock. I'll just stick my feet on the ground, like,
yeah.
So like, how does cheerleading? Because I feel like with any sport, there are a lot of intangibles that go in it. Leadership, discipline, teamwork, all of, you know, the whole nine. How much does cheerleading play a part into who Yamani is? Like, you know, how does it shape, you know, your personality, you know, your kindness to people, you know, because I'm going to be real, you know, I was one of those people that I annoyed you growing up, and I'm totally cool with that. Oh, but you were very kind in telling me, Cam, shut up. You know, like, you just looked at me.
I don't think I've ever told you to shut up.
I beg to differ. But
how does
cheerleading play a part into the, you know, the intangibles and the tangibles, you know, the things that we see and things that we don't see? Like, how does that sport play a part into who you are?
That is a great question. No, go ahead.
No. I was just proud of myself. I just wanted to ask you one good question.
Yeah, that one
stumped
me.
No, take your time. Take your time. You're good.
You know, just, I guess, just meeting all kind of different people, you know, your teammates and stuff. How you have to come together as a team and, you know, work together. And, you know, that just makes you, like, kind of figure out who you are and, like, who your teammates are and what you can do differently. And
right.
Stuff like that.
Because I know, you know, kind of bringing this back around to interior design, you working with the team, you know, and cheerleading, how you have to lift people up. I have a whole respect for y'all
in doing that, because it's like, yo, like, y'all are literally holding this person up, like any given moment they could fall down. Right. But how has the teamwork and cheerleading kind of, you know, made its way into your career as an interior designer? You know, sometimes you may have to keep people up if they're, you know, if they're not pulling their weight, right, you know, things of that nature. Like, how has that factored into your career as an interior designer?
No, you are definitely right. You know, working with the team, I mean, it's part of life, sports, right, work. So like with work, you got to work with different people. You know, sometimes you might not always like that person, but, you know, you got to push through to get the project done or whatever it may be. And right, just be kind and patient and
yeah, very true. Yeah. Very true.
And understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So you were a cheerleader. Before I ask you that, what was your history as a cheerleader? Because I know you did it. And did you do it in middle school?
I didn't.
Oh, wow. Okay. Really?
Yeah. So funny story. So I actually started in gymnastics. I did gymnastics from the time I was 8 to maybe 12. I did competitive gymnastics. I started when I was 9. I got invited to team and I did levels 3, 4, and I was on my way to 5, and I had surgery, and I decided, you know, that wasn't something I wanted to do anymore, but, you know, I wanted to try something new. So that's when I started going to ACA. I tried out for their competition team. I think it was a senior level 3 team. So I started doing that, started doing cheer. But how long did I do all-star cheer? I did all-star cheer until I got to high school. So in middle school, I did try out for the cheer team in middle school. I did not make it.
What?
Yeah. Which is hilarious. And I just kind of didn't try out again until high school. I continued all-star cheer until then. And then when I got to high school, my parents kind of made me choose between all-star cheer and, you know, high school cheer and competition. So I chose high school competition cheer. And yeah.
Miss Collie ain't wanna, you know, like you weren't on the team. Like you got cut. She didn't wanna make you on the team. Like, bro, what? Cause honestly, like, it is, I don't know. That's cause I thought, like, yo, you were, in all honesty, Yamani, like you are one of the strongest, like, no pun intended, you are one of the strongest people I know. So it's like, yo, Miss Collie, what you doing? Like, hello. So yeah. What was kind of going back? I hate to ask this question, but what did that fuel? Like, did that fuel you into pursuing cheer even more? Like, okay, I got cut. I didn't make the team, but now y'all really gonna feel me, and I'm gonna show y'all who I am. Like, you are versatile. Not every people who could do. People who do cheerleading, they can't do gymnastics. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yo, like, so what was that reaction like when you found out that you didn't get cut, or I'm sorry, that you didn't make the team?
You know, it was sad at first, but it wasn't really a big deal. That was my first time. That would have been my first time doing like school cheer. And right. School cheer is very different from, you know, competing and all-star cheer and stuff like that. So it wasn't really like, they didn't do a lot of tumbling and stunting. It was more of like the cheering aspect. And yeah. Me personally, you know, doing gymnastics, tumbling was my thing. You know, that's my favorite part. So yeah, it just wasn't really a big deal.
Yeah. So what? So when you got to high school and you made the cheer team, was there? Because I know you said it. You know, the actual school cheer is different than the comp cheer. Mm-hmm. When you got to high school, was high school cheer a little bit the same as comp cheer, or was it just a little bit? It was still a little bit different than comp cheer.
Yeah. So, I tried out my ninth grade year, my freshman year in high school. There was only two people that were freshmen that made varsity that year. Me and Charlie. You remember Charlie?
Charlie Jackson?
Yes, me and Charlie. Oh!
That's dope.
Yeah, so we made varsity cheerleading, and they had varsity football and then varsity competition, which were like the same thing. And then they had JV football, and then JV didn't compete. So with... you know, varsity football is kind of the same as, I guess, regular school cheer, but competition would have been more like the all-star, and that was what I really liked.
Okay. Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. So now we get – so we were in middle school. You didn't make the team. And then get to high school. You are one of two freshmen to make the varsity team. Like, how proud of you were you, like, how proud of yourself were you when you made the varsity team? Because it's really rare to see a freshman play varsity outside of football. So, like, how proud are you? And if you told your mom, like, what was her reaction like?
She was very excited. You know, of course, being one of the two freshmen and being on varsity my freshman year. Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun, and she was very excited.
That's good. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So now we get to, we're at high school, and so we make our way through. And you competed in high school all 4 years, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. Now we get to the good stuff. We get to Georgia Southern. Mm-hmm. Knowing that, just kind of talk about collegiate cheer. Like, was there anything, any similarities to high school? What were the major differences? Like, kind of talk about your experiences, you know, being, you know, a collegiate athlete, you know, so to speak, and cheerleading at Georgia Southern. Like, what was that like?
Collegiate cheering is very cutthroat, I would say. You know, as far as, that's really where, like, you start working out more, and, like, it was very different but similar to high school cheer, because you did have that competitive aspect, but instead of only doing, you know, cheering for football and doing competitive cheer, you cheer volleyball, you cheer basketball, you cheer football, and then on top of that, you did competitive cheer also. And then, you know, we didn't really work out so much in high school cheer. Like, it was a little bit, but
yeah,
we really started, you know, working out and doing cardio and, like, lifting weights in college.
So, like, when you say lift weights, like, did y'all, like how the football, you know, basketball players lift? Like, was it like that, or was it just like, you know, was it, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to say not mediocre, but like, was it like, where, like, cause I mean, y'all were collegiate athletes. I mean, cheerleaders in college are collegiate athletes. Like, what, like, when you say like lifting weights, like, you mean like y'all had like a whole rack, like y'all had like the plates and everything, or like, what was that like?
So my freshman year was the first year that they had actually started what they call Ironworks for us. You know, and we had a strength coach, and we used the plates and bars, and we actually like lift weights, but, that was the only year that they did it before COVID, you know, and we weren't really consider athletes, you know?
Yeah.
Like the other athletes. So they kind of just eventually pushed us out due to COVID, you know. They had to get everyone else back in, and our strength coach had moved, and yeah.
Oh wow, dude. I'm sorry, dude. That's kind of lame.
No, okay.
So I'm glad you brought up COVID. You know, and this kind of like shifts gears to you know, to your fitness regimen now. I knew you always worked out. You always went to the gym. Right. You and your dad were like gym partners, gym buddies. Mm-hmm. And now you have your own I believe you have your own fitness Instagram where mm-hmm. you post, you know, workout routines. I gotta shout that out, by the way. I forgot what it was called, bro. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't even know myself. I think it's fitnessmoni _.
Okay. Fitnessmoni _. Mm-hmm. I gotta shout that out, bro. So yeah, like first let me ask you this. Like, how did you and your teammates on the cheerleading team, how did that make y'all feel that y'all were kind of pushed out? I know COVID, everybody was being pushed out. Mm-hmm. But how did it feel for you all to not be? I mean, y'all were cheerleaders, and everybody mm-hmm. just feels like, oh, well, cheerleading's not a sport, and all.
Right.
It really is a sport. Like, you know, like, how did that make you all feel to kind of be cast aside, rather? And I know you, and of course, y'all came back and things of that nature, mm-hmm. but in that moment, you know, what were the reactions like of you and your teammates, you know, when COVID was starting to ramp up, like just kind of talk from that experience.
You know, it was sad. And that was our first year, you know, ever doing something like that. So it was like, you know, we didn't get to continue to build with it and doing that kind of thing. And
sure.
That year, our nationals was also canceled. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot.
and y'all won a national championship, didn't you?
Yes. My last year cheering, we did win nationals. And I was not on the team the year before that, but they did win nationals then too. That was their COVID year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. So basically, like, so let me ask you this. In the high school, did Evans win any awards, or like regional, high school, or national, like what?
No. We had regional and state competitions. Those were like our big competitions. Regionals was like, you know, everybody in the region. You'd go against Lakeside, Greenbrier.
Yeah.
I think the best we've ever done at regionals was like third. And then state, it's a lot of people at state. We've never really, you know, placed well there.
Yeah, I got mm-hmm. you. So... And I'm gonna come back to your to the COVID and cheerleading at Georgia Southern.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta ask you a question. You know how in every sport, you know, football and baseball and basketball, there's trash talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever trash talk, like, especially in Columbia, where we came from, you know, Evans and the Grove Towns, the Lakeside, all of them, Greenbriars, everybody trash talked. Did the cheerleaders trash talk? Like, you know, when y'all was at state, or not, I'm sorry, not at state, at regionals, and, you know, you had to compete against the Lakesides, the Greenbriars, the Grove Towns. Like, did y'all talk trash? Because I feel like y'all were very, very close. Like, everybody was close. But I'm not in that realm. So, like, what, was there ever trash talking, Yamani?
Not that I know of. I mean, to be honest, you know, I feel like everybody else was better than us. So it was just like, wow, like they're so good, you know?
That's valid. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know. Cause I feel like, Yamani, if you ever was in like the right headspace, like I don't know, if you were like in terms of cheerleading, like if you were in the right headspace and somebody started trash talking to you, not gonna lie, I feel like you are an A1 trash talker for real. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
My experience in sixth grade, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You just never, honestly, like Yamani, like in all honesty, like you never, you know, I take that back. I don't think you'd be the person to trash talk. I feel like you just give them the death stare. And you've given me a lot of death stares. When we were younger, you would just eat your apple. You were just eating your apple. And we're going to come back to that too, because you ate a lot of fruit, which contributes to your success in the fitness and, you know, things that, and cheerleading and stuff like that. We're going to come back to that. But no, you just look at me, you eat your apple. No, you eat a plum. You eat a plum whole. I don't know how you did that. Respectfully, no pun intended, because you're on the Respectfully podcast. But yeah. So I just wanted to ask that question because that really just came to me. But yeah, no. So in 2020, in COVID, mm-hmm. when y'all were kind of cast aside, how did you manage to, did you still continue to, you know, work out, fitness and all of that? Like, did you continue to, you know, still practice, routines, like cheerleading routines and things of that nature? Like what was going through your head, or what did you do, during that entire year of 2020? Things were shut down, unexpected, days were unexpected, country was in turmoil, you know, with the BLM movement and all this and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You, Yamani Floyd, what did you do to take your mind off of, you know, the things that were happening in this country in 2020? Now that your summer, and typically during your summers, y'all would be practicing, y'all would be working, you would be with your teammates and everything. What did you do? What was that time like for you?
So, my freshman year, when they sent everyone home because of COVID, you know, I told you our competition got canceled. We were actually leaving for our spring break. We had just went full out, you know, preparing for the competition. We were told that competition may have been canceled, but, you know, if it's not, we would come back after spring break, you know, go to the competition, compete. Unfortunately, we had to move out, and during our spring break, we weren't allowed to come back. They canceled the competition. So I moved back home, and it was different. For summer and working out, you know, my dad's a personal trainer, so he had a few weights around the house. I was still just, I might have gone outside in our backyard or whatever and lifted weights or ran, yeah. stuff like that, just to stay in shape. You know, eventually we did have tryouts again. They were different. They were virtual. Yeah, they were virtual tryouts. You know, we still had to submit workouts and stuff like that. And we didn't get to really meet up until later than we usually did. So like probably August, we didn't get to meet up until then. And everybody had to wear masks. We had to be COVID tested every week. Yeah, and it was a lot for me. I actually quit that year. That would have been my sophomore year. Yeah. Wow. I had just got into the interior design program. It was my first year, so it was a lot for me. And then on top of that, we had to wear masks. We were in the stands when we had to cheer for football, you know, COVID tests every week. It was just a lot for me. So,
yeah. No, I understand. So is when you I'm glad you mentioned, you know, your dad was a personal trainer and you mm-hmm. went in the backyard and you picked up weights and things of that nature. I feel like COVID was such a weird time for a lot of us, in particular Black people, because we're so used to doing a whole, especially like our our age group, like we're so used to being outside. I mean, not me though. I stay inside, you know, where's AC? But you get the idea. But no, like, I feel like our mental health, Black African Americans' mental health was of the utmost importance, you know, things of that nature. And I began being consistent with my exercises as well. I don't really, I don't post, I never post my exercises. I did like once, that was like a year ago, but I stopped because it's like, why am I doing this? But but for you, like, in a way, Yamani, like your exercises and your discipline influenced me. And it was one other person I told that to. But oh no, it was LeBron. I obviously didn't tell him that. But no, like you and I, all honesty, I do believe it was like two other people. You influenced me, and your motive and your discipline influenced me to, you know, take advantage of this time. Like health is the real wealth, you know? And so what, like, did you ever, you know, like your dad, you know, your dad's a personal trainer. Would you ever consider being a personal trainer, you know, as a side hustle type of thing, you know, extra source of income, you know, for you?
You know, I have been asked that question a lot. I don't know. I've thought about it a lot, you know. For me, I guess I just feel like I want to learn more about, you know, like the dietary side and like the stuff you can actually do to, or the science behind like actually losing fat or burning fat and gaining muscle and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, did your dad, because like, I, you know, obviously as a personal trainer, you have to know how to, not only the, you know, the moving of weights in a certain way, but also the dietary part. Has your dad ever, ever helped you with that? In terms of if you were ever interested in becoming a personal trainer, like has your dad ever told you, hey, this is what you need to eat. This is, you know, what you need to drink, how many protein, how much protein you need, how many calories you need. Like did your dad ever influence you in that pathway?
Yeah, he has. Cause he's right now, he doesn't like eat a lot of meat and stuff like that. He's kind of maintaining and trying to stay lean and stuff. Right. So, but when people do ask me that, you know, how can they build muscle? I have asked him that before, you know, since he's actually certified and stuff like that. But yeah. He has helped a lot.
that's dope. So now that we're on your fitness segment of the show, what got you into fitness, period? I know with cheerleading and gymnastics, obviously when you go into the collegiate level, you know, there's a lot that's required of you. And obviously, you know, when COVID happened, you know, working out, that really helped you kind of cope with everything and help you pass time in a way. Cause everybody, like I was indoors, you know, I was never allowed to go out with my friends, my parents, you know, can I go play basketball with the gang? No, you know, it's a pandemic. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of mad, but I get what you're doing. I appreciate it. But what got you into fitness? How important is fitness to you? And that's question A. Question B is, how important do you feel fitness should be in the lives of Black women?
Okay. Answering question A, fitness to me, I feel like it's always have been a part of my life, you know, doing gymnastics, cheering, sports aspect, and working out with my dad. I think I started working out with him after I stopped gymnastics. Sometimes I would just go work out with him, you know, while he was training people. And
yeah,
that was,
that's cool.
I think it just really gave me a different perspective. Like, it was something I like to do for my health, you know, like whether I was stressed, you know, helped out with my emotions, and it just was something I took on.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you, and then the question be like, how do you feel, as a Black woman, you know, and now with social media, you see a lot of Black women now posting, you know, workout videos, and that's really good. I really like that, because it's like, you know, Black women, and the most disrespected person in this, on this earth, is the Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when you all have been labeled and stereotyped, and had these gender norms placed onto you all,
right,
you know, you all posting those workout videos and, you know, what to eat and how much you should eat. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. That's inspirational to me. How do you feel, going back to question B, how do you feel that, what's the common misconception when it comes to working out as a Black woman? Because on social media, you see everybody posting, you know, I'm lifting gigantic weights, I'm lifting, you know, maxing out on bench press, 225 pounds, but not a mm-hmm. lot of people talk about, you know, it's important to start from the ground up, ground zero, work right. your way up. So how,
mm-hmm.
as a Black woman, and I'm gonna be real, I feel like if you keep posting your content, like you're just gonna keep inspiring others to keep doing it, you know?
Right.
What's the common misconception to you as a Black woman when it comes to working out and being fit?
I think the most common would be, you know, you work out, you know, start building muscle, you'll look like a man, you know, have muscles like a man. I think that's probably like the common misconception, honestly. Yeah.
And I'm gonna be real, like Serena Williams, like kind of comes to my mind, mm-hmm. you know, like if, and how, I don't know if you know Serena Williams and things
yeah,
of that nature,
yeah.
and you know her success and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But has her fitness regimen, her you know, her fitness lifestyle, has that in a way influenced you? And if it hasn't, who has been a couple of fitness inspirations to you that help you maintain your discipline, that help you maintain your motivation, that help you maintain your consistency? Like, kind of talk about who's been your inspiration.
I would say not so much Serena, because I don't really watch tennis.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, starting from a young age, Gabby Douglas. And now Simone Biles. Mm-hmm. And then, like recently, I have been watching a lot of, I'm really into Gymshark. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. The clothing brand.
Yes, I'm really into that. And a few people that I like to watch that are Gymshark athletes are, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but her name's Libby Christensen or something like that. And then
Libby Christensen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Cranon. They are really inspirational.
I know who that is. I just don't know the full name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So what about them has been a couple what about them has been inspirations to you?
I feel like they just really inspire you to like be yourself and like really just inspire you to get out there and start, you know, from the bottom or wherever you may be and work yourself up and
Okay. Yeah, no, that's dope, man. Like I really, you know, like how you answered that. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause I do believe that everybody starts from the bottom, and that's mm-hmm. not a bad thing. It's just
right.
It takes time. And I'm trying to get my parents to, you know, take their, I'm not saying they don't take their health serious, but my dad is, he'll be 53 in July, mm-hmm. and my mom will be 50 in July 1st. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're comfortable, you know, and they're like, I'm just living camp, you know, I'm like, yeah, but when y'all get 80, with all due respect, I don't want to take care of you guys in a nursing home. And that's not a bad thing. Cause my dad took care of his grandma, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry, his mother in a nursing home. And I'm not mm-hmm. looking down on anybody who's done that, but
right.
I want to go to Germany where I was born when I'm 30 years old with my parents, if they're like 80, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like, mom, this is where I was born at. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So right. I've been trying to get my parents into that. How has your dad, how has your dad been an inspiration to you? And I know I asked you who your inspirations were, and mm-hmm. you know, Libby Christensen, Cranon, the Gymshark athletes. But how has your dad like been a dope inspiration to you? Because I feel like what I'm hearing is it started with your dad, you know, mm-hmm. like the whole, you know, your fitness and things of that nature. Like it started with him. So how has he been an inspiration to you?
Yeah, so he really is an inspiration to me. He has been working out for a long time. He had a transplant, a kidney transplant in April of like, I don't even know what year. I want to say 2010, 2009 maybe. But yeah, you know, and he has kept up his working out and fitness journey, and the way he pushes other people and the way we push each other when we work out together is right. really mm-hmm.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So mm-hmm. so with your parents, your mom and your dad, you know, they've been instrumental in your life, like, period. I mean, I know you and your mom are like this, y'all are best friends, and, mm-hmm. and your dad, your daddy, you know, your daddy's little girl, things of that nature. In a way, like how has your support system, even outside of your parents, it could be your closest friends, mm-hmm. You know, your teammates, things of that nature. How has your support system helped you realize, like, hey, man, I'm broke up there. Oh, I did?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool. How has your support system helped you keep going? How have they kept pushing you? How have they motivated you that, look, Imani, like, you're right where you need to be, and mm-hmm. we're going to be with you every step of the way? Like, how has your support system been so helpful to you, period?
You know, they just try to keep me motivated, help as much as they can, keep reminding me, you know, that I can do anything I put my mind to, and yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, for the last, because we got a few minutes left. So going back to the fruits, I ain't even gonna hold you mind. I've never seen a person eat a plum whole before. I eat plums. I just eat them diced up. But
now that's weird because, yes, that's weird.
Okay, Yamani. Now this is your show. Now, how is that weird?
Because why wouldn't you just eat it like an apple?
Why would I take the time
to dice it up? You would rather cut it up and dice it up.
Yamani,
people eat plums whole all the time, you know. I think that's pretty normal. I don't think I've ever seen anyone eat a plum diced up.
Yamani, let me ask you a question. Okay. I'm just yes or no. Do you eat pears whole?
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes.
Do you eat pineapples whole?
No, because you literally have to cut it up. You can't eat the skin of a pineapple.
No, you can eat it whole, Yamani.
You can't eat the skin of a pineapple.
Hey, listen, Yamani. In the last okay. in the last 4 years, I don't know. I've seen some things, man. Okay, not like that. I was actually being an idiot, but you get the idea. But no, like what? Like just what about plums, man? Like what do you just like plums? Like do you grow plums?
No, and I probably haven't eaten a plum in forever, honestly. But my mom used to buy plums and I used to eat them. That's just
what? Okay. All right. That's cool. I'm not going to post this on Instagram, by the way. I just want to let you know that.
Great.
That was just a question. I just wanted to ask, you know, things of that nature. But, but yeah, no, what, I guess some of my last questions to you is, because I really do appreciate you, man, for being on, because I know, like, what you do, man, it's not easy, and you, the work-life balance, like, it's not easy, man. But you make it seem effortless, like, you really do. But yeah, no, like, what is something that you, let me ask you this, would you like your fitness life, would you like it to inspire people, in terms of when you post your content, right? Would you like for that, even people that know you and, you know, would you like for what you do, whether it's fitness, I should rephrase the question, whether it's interior design, fitness, whatever, would you like everything that you do to inspire people that you come across?
Yeah, I would hope so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially fitness.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool beans. Why you put especially fitness? Mm-hmm. Why especially fitness?
I just feel like with fitness, you can motivate people in different ways, you know, motivate people to, you know, just get moving and stuff like that. But with interior design, I feel like it's not going to make much of an impact, you know, if people don't have, you know, an eye for design or they're not really interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. I understand, man. But but yeah, no, I just wanted to talk to you, man. I know this was like an interview style, but in a way, like I wanted to, you know, just catch up with you and, you know, things of that nature and what you've been up to. But yeah, are you still in? Well, you know, I won't even ask that question over recording because you don't need unwanted visitors, just things of that nature. But yeah, I just wanted to have you on. I appreciate you for being on here today. And yeah, if there was an audience behind me, we give you a whole round of an applause because I'm going to give you your flowers, man. I have to do that. But no, what you do on a daily basis, it's not going unnoticed. I'm proud of you. And you're doing it. You're doing the dang thing. So I just wanted to let you know that. I appreciate you for being on. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we end this recording?
No, not really. Thanks for having me.
No problem. No problem. You're more than welcome on this show anytime you want. If you say, "Hey Cam, I need to get some stuff off my chest," if you want to rant about something, yo, I would probably have to get your consent regarding if I could post it on Instagram or not. But listen, you can come on the show anytime you want, and I appreciate you. You're her. I just wanted to let you know that you're her.
Thank you.
No problem, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of this recording. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Be on the lookout for more updates and more info from me. Y'all stay safe. Have a good weekend. God bless you. Go Ravens. Love. All right.